Starlight, Angels of Elysium, Book 3. Written by Olivia Wildenstein. Narrated by Holly Fielding and Adam Gold.
Prologue. 2 years earlier. Adam. Angelic fact number 1000. Wing size and luster aren't measures of one's worth. Not a fan of parties. I glanced at the angel who'd sidled up to me in a corner of the starlit atrium. Dark blonde hair swept artfully up into the side. Trimmed beard, gray eyes, gold wings. Although we kept them tucked in, I didn't miss how they weren't just tipped, but entirely metallic, as though we'd dunked them inside a vat of molten metal. I also didn't miss how full they were. I returned my gaze to the swanning crowd. Not a fan of guild parties, but I'm guessing you are, since you're attending one. The Ascended smiled. I didn't come down from Elysium for the festivities. Then why'd you come? To flaunt your pure verity heritage? My wing bones thrummed from the taunt, but astoundingly, no feather deserted me. 2 years growing and losing the downy black barbs on my back, and I still hadn't grasped the Isham's tolerance threshold. The blonde angel's smile grew wider. Believe it or not, I made the trip to meet you, Adam. He'd had my partial attention. Now he got my full one. I drained the glass of spiked pineapple juice Noah's current squeeze had smuggled into the London Guild for the party, and pressed away from the ivy-covered courts to face my visitor. I liked surprises as much as I liked strangers, which was to say, not in the plucking least. An Elysian citizen seeking me out made my feathers bristle. I crossed my arms, glad that at 16 I was already as tall as this Ascended. Who are you, and what is it you want? My name's Dove, and I want to recruit you. Like the bird? I was still processing the second part of his answer. Without the E. He held out his arm for a rainbow-winged sparrow. Usually skittish, the chanting guild mascot landed and pecked Dove's knuckle. Finding no food, it sprang off and resumed its concert. Recruit me for what, Dove with no E? For a clandestine project I'm spearheading. My feathers still hadn't smoothed. I glanced toward Noah, but my friend was busy testing how far his tongue could go down his girl's throat to pay me and my Elysian visitor any mind. Dove pushed away from the glowing corpse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?